Probing the Initial Mass Function of the First Stars with Transients, by Alexander Zlazer et al. The emergence of the first, so-called Population 3, stars shaped early cosmic history in ways that crucially depends on their initial mass function, IMF. However, because of the absence of direct observational constraints, the detailed IMF remains elusive. Nevertheless, numerical simulations agree in broad terms that the first stars were typically massive and should often end their lives in violent, explosive deaths. These fates include extremely luminous pair instability supernovae, PISNE, and bright gamma-ray bursts, GRBs, the latter arising from the collapse of rapidly rotating progenitor stars into black holes. These high redshift transients are expected to be within the detection limits of upcoming space telescope missions, allowing to place effective constraints on the shape of the primordial IMF that is not easily accessible with other probes. This paper presents a framework to probe the Population 3 IMF, utilizing the cosmological source densities of high redshift PISNE and GRBs. Considering these transients separately could provide useful constraints on the Population 3 IMF, but tighter bounds are obtainable by combining PISN and GRB counts. This combined diagnostic is more robust as it is independent of the underlying Population 3 star formation rate density, an unknown prior. Future surveys promise to capture most high redshift GRBs across the entire sky, but high redshift PISN searches with future telescopes, e.g. Roman Space Telescope, will likely be substantially incomplete. Nevertheless, we demonstrate that even such lower bounds on the PISN count will be able to provide key constraints on the primordial IMF, in particular, if it is top-heavy or not. This was Probing the Initial Mass Function of the First Stars with Transients, by Alexander Zlazer et al.